Good morning. Now, in this programme, we've been looking at different forms of education for children up to the age of 16. And this week, I've invited Morag to come and tell us what it's like having lessons at home. Morag, have you ever been to school?
Oh, yes. I started at infant school when I was 4, and when I turned 7, I went on to junior school. I left when I was 8, and my mother's been teaching me at home ever since. She's a qualified teacher.
Questions 1 to 4.
Why did you leave?
Well, my family moved to a remote island in Scotland and there wasn't a school nearby. My parents thought I was quick at learning and could cope with being taught at home instead. The alternative was to live away from home. I enjoyed school, so at first I was quite unhappy about leaving and I missed my friends. But now I prefer it.
Is there anything you don't like about having lessons at home?
Most of the time it's great. We start around 9 o'clock, 5 days a week, and work for about 6 hours a day, which I enjoy. The only difficulty is that I'm the centre of attention. If I feel bored or don't understand something, I can't hide it, as I'm the only student. Some people think I must be lonely, but I enjoy doing things on my own. And anyway, I spend most weekends with other people.
Do you work with your mother all day long?
No. I do a lot of projects on particular topics. And after we've planned one, I do most of the work on my own. So I sometimes spend quite a long time finding information on the internet or in books. At the moment, I'm doing research into the island where we live. I've talked to a lot of the people who live here, and that was very interesting. I really learn a lot from projects, because you have to look at the topic from different angles and try to make sense of it all.
What do you think is the hardest part of doing projects?
The first stage isn't too difficult. That's when my mother and I talk about what exactly the project should cover. With the one about the island, we decided that I should focus on what jobs were available and why. Then I have to search for material, which is why I use the internet a lot. Though with most projects, I also interview people or do experiments. After that, I have to write a report on what I found out, and I find that quite hard.